Two things before this episode of OceanCast begins. This episode of OceanCast is sponsored by Anchor, the easiest way to start a podcast. You'll hear more about them at the end. And second of all, some of these subjects are outdated due to the fact that we talked about them on February 2nd. So yeah, we've had a hectic month since then. Like, World War III might be starting, that's fucking great. But yeah, we had a lot of stuff going on, so it took them a while to edit this. We've all been quite busy in general, so yeah. The next episode should be more not outdated, and hopefully we'll be able to get it out quicker. That's really all I have to say. I'm really excited to get this second season started. I'm just surprised we've gotten this far with OceanCast in general. So yeah, peace, have an amazing day, and hope you guys enjoy this episode. Peace. Hey y'all, Don here. Welcome to season 2, episode 1 of OceanCast. We're here joined by a co-host and editor, Avi.
Good afternoon, comrades.
And one of my partners, Helen.
Mushroom.
Okay. Yeah, season 2, bitches. I don't know what to fucking say about that.
Just ask all your audience who is in Paris.
Considering that we actually have a season 2 to begin with, that's something, you know?
I didn't expect to get an episode 1, to be fair.
I mean, season 2 is better than not continuing at all, you know. Yeah. It's been a project long in the run, I'm pretty sure. And honestly, I'm kind of proud to see you still pushing with it. So
yeah, cuz this started August 20th, 2020 is when I released the intro episode, which has now been I've taken that off of Spotify. But 2 days later, we actually did episode 1 of this podcast. So, this has been going for almost 2 years.
Yay, 2 year anniversary celebration.
I legitimately didn't realize that.
Yeah, we should have a 2 year anniversary celebration episode thing.
Yeah, you mean no? two year?
Yeah, but then it's going to be delayed by like 3 months because like we can't yeah. find a time to record, so...
Yeah, I like how, and now all of the episodes are fucking delayed to hell, but, because I released episode 1, episode 1.5, episode 1.69 within 4 days, like, August 22nd, August 24th, and August 26th is when all of those episodes came out, respectively.
Wow.
Yeah, and... Because episode 1.69 was the 100 plays special, which means we got 100 plays on this podcast within 4 days. Oh, wait.
Wow.
No, actually, no. Three days, because it took me a second to actually, like, put the episode up.
You know what? New goal for this year. Let's break a record.
Yeah, because currently the podcast is on 850 total plays. Let's try and get the podcast to 1,000 plays. Yeah.
New goal. And speaking of 1,000 plays, I'm pretty sure that should not be that hard, considering we're having a switch in the way we're making these episodes.
Like, actually yeah. being fucking serious instead of just...
instead of, like, 1 to 2 hours of screaming, edit it down to, like, 75%.
At the same time, my most played episodes were from when I actually had a decently sized account. Now I only have 150 followers, and my account is dead as fuck.
Everyone, everyone, refollow Don's new account over at Arson Don on Twitter for whatever reason. On Twitter,
when I got suspended, I immediately put an update episode out on Spotify saying, hey, follow my new account. So the episode before that, which came out in June 28th, had 55 plays.
And then next episode in November 9th. Fuck, that's delayed. Fuck. June.
So,
June all
the
way to November.
We really need a schedule.
Yeah, we need a fucking schedule. That's another thing we're going to do for this season. We're going to try and be more like productive, more actually making episodes. So hopefully that shouldn't be an issue, because there's been more going on lately, so I shouldn't have that much of an issue making a subjects list.
There's been an idea in my head for quite a while, like a branch, like some sort of branch still connected to the whole podcast thing, but
yes.
Instead of just audio, we do something more like IRL related kind of thing. Yeah,
we can do a vlog channel
or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you guys start listening more on Spotify, because currently, looking at our analytics, only 14% of listeners use Spotify. But on Spotify, we have exclusive features up on there because Spotify is fucking cool. We will be able to do video podcasts on Spotify very soon. We have Q&As on there. I'm trying to remember all the features that they give us. Don't cut that out. I'm trying to remember all the features that they give us. Because with Anchor, this is becoming me selling out. With Anchor, you can upload video podcast to Spotify. We can start doing Spotify exclusive episodes with music in them. So we could review an album. We could review music.
Review Bo Burnham.
We can expand our content.
Okay, let's talk. Having the subjects list on my TV is fun, by the way. Since I put it in chat.
Yes.
Yeah. I literally just have it full screened on my TV right now. Okay.
Yeah.
So, wait, did we already talk about the more listener about? No, we're not talking about Minecraft.
No, I'm not like.
Oh, the Mick.
Mick, shut up.
The Mick, go fuck yourself.
We were literally laughing for like 30 minutes just saying.
Putting Mick in front of every word we could. Oh, yeah, the first topic, because we kind of went on a tangent.
We already discussed the first... Wait, did we discuss the first topic?
No, we kind of just went on a tangent about other things we want to do with this season, but we didn't talk about how we want to make this more listenable and, make it more professional, I guess, because...
Yeah.
Like, there's
only so much we can do being a podcast stationed... across the world, basically, because
me and
I don't have any IRL friends to do this with. So
yeah, me and Helen live in the US, and Avi over here lives in the Philippines. And isn't it like a 16-hour difference between us?
Are you on daylight savings?
I think we just got off of daylight savings, right?
And how are you 16? I thought you were 15.
My age is 15, yeah. I'm kidding.
No,
I had to make that joke.
No, I thought you were 15.
I thought
you were 15 hours behind me. I remember you being earlier, not 16. How are you 16? That's so far.
We go back an hour during daylight saving
time. Yeah, exactly.
No. We go ahead an hour during daylight saving time, don't we? And then back me up here.
I'm so confused.
We're all three idiots.
Yeah, we're all
just that out.
There's only so much we can do for, considering the three of us are almost I'm basically halfway around the world from these other two. So time is a problem. Internet's a problem.
Hours, yeah, because you're 16. You're 16 hours ahead.
Yeah, and well. The most we can do is basically we do the standard recording. I mean, there's pretty much just two parts we can do. It's basically just audio quality, listener experience, I guess, and my workload. Because the problem is that, like, right, I started editing this, like, what, 2 episodes back?
Right? Yeah, episode 4, I believe.
Yeah. And sometimes I'm like, oh no, I might have missed the part where it might be too loud, or I might have, you know, cut something out, you know. So, and then I'm like, maybe somebody might hear that, and I'm like, oh no, I might have messed up, you know? So, in that case, yeah, if that, and one of the few ways that we can combat that as well, I mean, basically 2 birds with 1 stone, like less work for me, less panic for me, and a better listening experience for you guys. We take it, we go down to the recording sessions, right? Tackle the problem from the get-go, the
raw audio. Chaotic.
Yeah. And that's basically what we're trying to aim for here in the second season. So, you know.
Is to actually try and make this more listenable and make it less painful for Avi here to edit.
And much better for you guys to listen.
Make it where you don't have to go and start getting chemo for your brain cancer after listening to this.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure everyone who listened to season 1 got brain cancer from listening to it and had to fucking go to the...
That's why they didn't listen again.
How much of our demographic is already... How much of our demographic may have died from that already?
Let me check our analytics.
Considering that, I mean, if it goes down, then clearly someone is no longer in the land of the living. So,
The estimated audience used to say 20. Now Anchor says our estimated audience is 8 people.
Oh man, we have a yeah, we have a problem here. That's a 60% death rate. So we need to change that.
Fuck, we're gonna get sued for mass murder.
Oh no.
With murder from only our voices alone.
With great murder comes great.
Purely from our chaotic energy alone, we've killed people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is why this is why we stay indoors in the first place. We're not allowed outside.
Like that one SpongeBob episode. Oh god, no way, I mentioned SpongeBob, I'm gonna get copyrighted. Fuck.
Oh god, no, Nickelodeon, no!
Just Anchor just swats us down, just... No. You don't get to mention SpongeBob.
Nickelodeon just goes...
Banhammer.
Disney joins in.
Oh. You know it gets bad when the companies start buying out everyone else.
Fuck Nickelodeon, by the way. You know what? We're going on a tangent. This is staying in the episode. Fuck Nickelodeon. So recently, last year, the creator of SpongeBob died. You want to know what Nickelodeon did? Like a few days later, they announced a spinoff of SpongeBob. You want to know what the creator said he never wanted? A spinoff of SpongeBob. Now, so there hasn't there been a few spinoffs now?
So they just immediately go, hey, yeah, he's dead, he can't say shit.
There's literally spitting on someone's grave. Okay, so... speaking of season 2 and 2022, because that's another reason we're starting this, is because it's finally 2022. Thank fuck, I was getting tired of 2021. But 2022 started. So let's talk about how excited we are for 2020 part 2.
Part 3, because
no, it's been 2 years.
Yeah, part 3.
It's 2020. No, what? No, it's been 2 years since it started, yeah.
Yeah, 2020 part 2, 2020 part 3.
Wait, yeah, that makes more sense. Because 2021 would just be we're idiots.
Monkey brain go,
2021 is 2020 sequel.
Yeah, honestly though, this year has been... I mean, it's been okay-ish. You know, we got through a storm. Or was it live? I mean, I'm getting a new phone. I'm getting new stuff. I'm like, oh yeah, we're Yeah, we're going okay, but it's too good to be true. It's still starting.
That's a perfect transition into the fourth subject. Multiple big celebrities died, like, in the first month, within January. Bob Saget died, like, 10 days in. What the fuck? America's dad is gone. That man was a godsend. And he was found dead on his, I believe, his hotel bed. They said his hand was over his heart when they found him, so it is believed he had a heart attack. Makes sense, because it was pretty soon after a stand-up comedy gig he had. So that requires a lot of energy. So, but at the same time, he was only like 60.
Yeah.
That's pretty young. What the fuck?
Yeah. 2020, like, one just wiped out, just said nah, and just said bye to Bob Saget and Betty White.
Who died last day, fucking 8, like, wasn't it like 17 days before her birthday, too?
Yeah.
She was so close to 100. No, she was 100. I don't give a fuck that she died 17 days early. That counts. That's 17 days early. Who fucking cares about 17 days? I didn't remember the past 17 days, and I'm fine.
You sure about that? That is a lie.
I'm not fine, but shut the fuck up. I'm walking around like this is a stand-up comedy gig. I'm, like, walking back and forth like John Mulaney fucking walking around like an idiot on stage. Meatloaf died. Nobody knows who Meatloaf is, because, yeah, he was in Rocky Horror. I still need to watch that full thing. I only got halfway through, and then I was like, okay, this is too trans and gay even for me, so I'm going to bed. I can't.
Just, this shit too gay, I'm ahead to sleep.
Speaking of which, tangent, people have tried saying that the movie was a bit transphobic. No, it used outdated words because it's an outdated movie. Like, they use, like, words like transsexual, which that can't, like, people don't see that as an actual term for trans people anymore because it's outdated. That doesn't make it transphobic. It's an old movie. It's not meant to be. They weren't trying to be transphobic. They were.
They're trying to be accurate, dude. What the fuck?
Like, it was. Like, they did kind of put the characters that were meant to be transsexual in a bad light. But what do you expect? Wasn't it like the 80s that came out?
Wait. Yeah, wasn't everybody super judgmental in the 80s? Like,
hey, Google, when did Rocky Horror come out? While we wait for Google to answer that question, here's a quick message from our sponsor. Anyways, let's get back into the episode.
United States of America, the Rocky Horror Picture Show came out on September 26, 1975.
1975? You expect it not to be transphobic? Just enjoy.
Yeah, wasn't everybody still judgmental in that time period still?
Now we're even more judgmental.
No, I think it's gotten more. I think it's gotten better. Some people have. And some people have learned to be more accepting of other things. Some people have gotten more hateful, but that kind of balances out the world, really, because most people are hateful, most people are more understanding, so I like that the world has gotten better, but it still hasn't, mainly, because more people are more transphobic. But then again, it just takes the right people to find who really suits you, because people are more accepting nowadays, which is amazing.
Like, sure, maybe it was a bit transphobic, but, like, old show, like a lot of old shows that were amazing had some transphobic shit. That sucks. But what do you expect in that time? What do you expect from that time period?
Right, like better than.
If you want to be historically accurate, then go for it. Just yeah, and know, like, we don't.
Like, if the entire movie was being transphobic, nonstop. Okay, yeah, that'd be fucked. No matter what, you shouldn't watch that because that's just fucking stupid. But, like, they barely mentioned that the main character was trans. Maybe they mentioned it more in that half that I didn't watch. Maybe I'm wrong here. But from my point of view, some people might be like, oh, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Yeah, I don't. I'm just gonna be completely honest. I don't know what I'm talking about. But
didn't people my used to specifically burn gay people though? Like specifically that. Like isn't like it, now way better than then because they burn people for being gay and like things like that. Because like
yeah, like based back society. Then, back then, almost the entire world was homophobic, transphobic. It was illegal in a lot of places. It still is illegal in a decent amount of places, but. It's gotten better. How did we get to this subject talking about meatloaf dying?
I don't know.
I need to stop going on tangents, bro.
No, that's funny.
Yes. Yeah, OceanCast is mainly going to be us ranting. So, get ready to get ready to cancel us. Get your screen recording app ready. Get Twitlonger ready to cancel us.
Get ready for bleeping. Abby, get ready to bleep every single word I say.
Get or ready to you. Delete our get ready to delete his entire audio track. Wait, speaking of celebrities and how a lot of celebrities have died this year, let's talk about some I wish would die because they have made NFTs or support NFTs. I'm gonna get in trouble for saying I wish they die. That's a joke, I swear. I swear that's a joke. Don't partly. Kill me. Like
that's partly a joke.
Half joking.
90%. Thirdly joking. I really want them to.
80% joking. 70%
joking. I'm 2% joking.
And it's dwindling really fast.
I'm gonna just list out some celebrities. I want you to. I Abby because. Helen, you already know if these people have made NFTs or not. So, yeah.
Yes.
Because I told you earlier. Avi, do you think Snoop Dogg has made NFTs?
I have a feeling he does not.
Nope, you were completely wrong. He has made
irrelevant
NFTs with Neon Cat. And recently, announced that he'd be starring in an entire sitcom about NFTs with the Harlem Globetrotters. Yeah.
Man. Man.
It's titled The Dog Gone Jim. And I now don't care about Snoop Dogg's existence. Okay. Next one. Eminem. What do you think? What do you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sadie Con. Which it's ironic that it's called ShadyCon because NFTs are the most shady fucking bullshit. Yeah, it was an NFT. He saw an NFT called Stan's Revenge. For it doesn't say what crypto bullshit they use. It just says 100,000. I'm gonna guess Ethereum. Isn't that what's mostly used for the NFT bullshit?
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna guess 100,000 in Ethereum.
Which is very low compared to how fucking much.
Based on a lot of the other ones we're gonna talk about. Oh, yeah, wait, I didn't talk about the fact that Snoop Dogg is also an avid NFT collector himself and has over 17 million in Ethereum worth of NFTs. What do you think? Do you think? I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of the list I have because I can't find the fucking list I had. Son of a bitch. Do you think? Where did it go? Where's my list? Where the fuck? I think Guy Fieri has made NFTs.
Hello, Abby. Did you die?
I'm still here.
Do you think Guy Fieri has made NFTs?
Ah.
Do not know who that is?
No.
I'm gonna be honest, I threw that name out there thinking no, but then I just searched it up, he has, and I'm disappointed. At the same time, it's Guy Gordon Ramsay!
Gordon Ramsay.
If he does, I'm gonna kill someone. It might be him.
You fucking donut!
Wait, I was wrong about the last one. I was wrong about the last one. Someone made NFTs of him. He has not officially made his own, from what I know. What do you think Gordon Ramsay has?
No. He doesn't seem like
Correct.
The type.
Correct. Good. Anyways, if I'm gonna be honest, I've sung random. Some names I throw out might be random just because I want to throw you off. Do you think Tony Hawk?
Yes.
Yup, he turned a picture of him. Video of him doing his last Ollie ever into an NFT. I'm not gonna blame him on this one. He's an old fuck. I'll give him this. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Just imagine Stephen Hawking on it. Not Stephen Hawking, sorry. Tony Hawk, Jesus Christ, why am I confusing the Hawks? I just imagine Tony Hawk on his deathbed just like, buy my NFT!
Man.
Wait, he's only 53. No, I do not give. I'm not giving him benefit of the doubt anymore. Also, his name's not even Tony. It's Anthony Frank Hawk. You lying bitch.
The lion, the witch, the audacity of that bitch.
Okay. Do you think people? Do you think there has been official NFTs of Stan Lee? Notice the fact I'm not saying he's made them because
he kind of can't. He can't make NFTs physically.
What do you think?
Official?
Yeah.
That he himself commissioned, basically?
They've used his accounts to endorse.
Yeah, there has been, I know.
Yep.
I've seen that.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm looking. They used his Twitter account saying, like, promoting, some NFTs. I'm not gonna read this entire tweet because I don't give a fuck. But why you gotta do my boy like that? Why you gotta massacre his fucking reputation? You don't do that to Stan Lee.
Yeah, I don't think anybody should do that to Stan Lee. I think they should just be murdered.
He's gonna come down from heaven and fucking slap whoever came up with the idea of making this shit. John Cena. Do you think there's official John Cena NFTs from WWE?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just going through a list now. Fuck, my list is over. Wait, no, I swear I had more. Cunt. I'm still mainly mad about the fucking, Snoop Dogg one. Why?
I liked Snoop Dogg.
And now I hate his guts. Okay, this one, I don't even know who this is, but the name sounds somewhat familiar, and people listening might know who they are. And this also just a one that, like, I find this really funny. Rapper Azalea Banks decided, you know what, instead of using NFTs to promote their music, their new music, whatever, they sold a sex tape as an NFT. It was just a 24-minute audio-only tape that you could buy of just them. Yeah, and the NFT was titled "I Fucked Ryder Rips." It was sold for $17,000 and 10 Ethereum, which that's honestly nothing. But I just find that funny.
Still, the world should be burned.
Yeah, well, they're burning. Burning the entire rainforest would probably be less of a war crime than NFTs. And my phone died, so I can no longer go through my list. Was that 5% a minute ago? The fuck? Okay, whatever. I'll plug that back in a minute.
Well, next time on Arsic.
You know what? This is just meant to be a beginning episode of season 2. It doesn't have to be that long. And
yeah,
we will be doing a Spotify exclusive episode very soon. Please listen to that. I know that only 14% of our listeners use Spotify. And I'm pretty sure 30% of listeners use Apple Music. I can't check the analytics right now because my phone's dead. And if I open another tab on the Xbox, it closes Discord completely. Fuck you, Microsoft.
Mac real hard on fire.
Yes. Anyway, I'm opening the laptop. I'm opening my fucking old laptop real quick to check the analytics. Anyways, 30% of people, mostly, like, most of our listeners are on Apple Podcasts. Oh, I checked, like, 30% is also, it just says other. I'm guessing that's,
what are you listening on?
I'm guessing that's platforms that Anchor doesn't recognize or know about, or, like, maybe using, no, only 1% use RSS feed. RSS. I don't know why I said RSS. So, I don't know what the fuck you guys are listening on. Actually, you know what? I'm going to put Q&A on this episode on Spotify. Please tell us. What do you usually listen on?
I listen on a toaster.
If you're using another platform, just quickly, just make a quick free Spotify account. Like, you don't have to have premium to listen to the podcast on Spotify. And I'm guessing most of you don't use premium. So,
but even if you do, it's pretty much cheap. So,
yeah, it's like $10 a month. Like,
it's $10 a month for you guys. It's cheaper for us.
How much does it cost over there?
Wait, let me see. Philippines.
You have to do
conversion. Spotify price. Well, it was cheaper. It's like, Spotify premium. 3 months was cheapest Spotify. Wait, no. Price per month. It's like $2. $2 and
the fuck?
30 cents. It's like $2. Wait, no, it's like $2 and $0.60.
What the
fuck? I'm moving over there. What the fuck are those Spotify prices? The fuck? Spotify, you realize this shit, right?
It's 129 a month. It's 129 a month. Oh.
129 of what? What's
it? Peso.
Okay.
Philippine peso.
Fuck. You lucky cunt.
That's already expensive for me because, like, I don't have money yet. I'm not getting paid yet.
Yet. Once I get a job, you're getting half my fucking paycheck immediately. I don't care. You can't.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No,
you can't stop
me.
I don't need money. I get money for just cleaning the house. So.
Fine.
You're stealing. I'm gonna make you commit robbery. Anyways. That's all for this episode, I guess. Peace, and see you guys in the Spotify exclusive episode here in a few days. Bye.